Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. We're going to begin by looking at the opportunities presented in the Arizona Republic this past week. Here's one from out of state. They actually came to our state and were doing some in-person job fairs. However, we've missed those. It says, Teachers Wanted in St. Louis. Arizona teachers, move to St. Louis for a lower cost of living and housing and a match at your year-to-year teaching experience from $48,000 through $95,000 with no cost insurance. Then they list two or three spots where on the 24th or 25th or 26th they were in Arizona for in-person interviews, but they're still looking, and so you can call them. It's called the Hazelwood School District, an equal opportunity employer. In the Hazelwood School District, that's H-A-Z-E-L-W-O-O-D. Their phone number is 314-309-5818. Or you can check them out. Their website is Hazelwood-Schools.org. So when I say a dash, that's that horizontal line between two letters, halfway between the top and the bottom of the letters. They also have, okay, that's their email address. Okay, here's their website URL. https://, that S means that it's a secure site. After the two forward slashes, it's Hazel, H-A-Z-E-L, dash W-O-O-D dot, then schoolspring, S-C-H-O-O-L-S-P-R-I-N-G dot com. And that should get you to their website. But again, their phone number is 314-309-5818. And they're in the Hazelwood School District is actually in Florissant, Missouri, F-L-O-R-I-S-S-A-N-T, Florissant, Missouri, 63031. That might give you an idea of where their schools are located at. Anyway, that was new. Now we have another school-related opening, actually multiple openings. This is with Kayenta Unified School District. That's spelled K-A-Y-E-N-T-A. Kayenta Unified School District. Their human resource department is a phone number at 928-697-2025. They have one principal position and three assistant principal positions. And then they're looking for an Air Force Junior ROTC. Now the Air Force Junior ROTC position is a full-time teaching position at Monument Valley High School. But the requirement is you must be a retired Air Force officer, either active, ANG, or reserve, within 5 years of retirement, must maintain fitness and grooming standards per Air Force instruction. Then, for the principal and the assistant principal positions, you must have a valid Arizona State Administrative Certificate, a master's degree in education, a valid Arizona State fingerprint clearance card required, 5 years of successful teaching experience, 15 hours of Arizona State-approved structured English immersion coursework, excellent human relations skills, and the ability to develop positive relationships with students and staff and the community. I also have a commitment to improving achievement and the ability to plan and implement strategies for school improvement. Be a visionary leader with strong communication skills and expertise in instructional uses of technology and interest in expanding the use of education technology in classroom settings, as well as being proficient in developing long-range staff development plans with follow-up to increase staff capacity for growth and change, and, let's be honest, be an advocate for parental involvement and competent problem solvers. Now, they have an online application process. Applicants for principals may apply online at www.kayenta.org www.kaywenta.az.us. That's www.kaywenta.k12az.us. The applicants for the Air Force Junior ROTC position must contact HQ Air Force JROTC to begin the application process. And you can use the link located on the Kayenta Unified School District website, Human Resources webpage. And that is the positions with Kayenta Unified School District. Now, under the general category, we have a Chief Creative Officer at Creative Environments Design and Landscape Incorporated in Tempe, Arizona. A Chief Creative Officer to oversee landscape and outdoor space design, studio operations, and production, ensuring planning and forecasting align with the company's overall vision and direction, requires a bachelor's degree in landscape or architecture or closely related field or foreign equivalent, and 60 months of experience. Additional duties and requirements are available upon request. Email your resume to Dan W at Creative Environments, that's all one word, .com. Creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, Environments, E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T-S, creativeenvironments.com. And in the subject line, refer to job code, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, 01. The 01 are numerals. That's Chief Creative Officer. The company is Creative Environments Design and Landscape Incorporated in Tempe, Arizona. Then we're looking for a store manager to oversee the daily operations and management of a store. Requires an associate's degree and 12 months of experience in job offered or related position. The skills included a knowledge of MS Word, Excel, and Outlook. It's a 40-hour-per-week job. The job site is Phoenix, Arizona. Send your resume via email to 3A, the 3 is a numeral, 3A, the next word is petroleum, P-E-T-R-O-L-E-U-M, and then it's LLC. And, oh, wait a minute, that's the name of the company. Oh, here's the email address. The email address is somanilus, S-O-M-A-N-I-L-U-S, at yahoo.com. S-O-M-A-N-I-L-U-S, at yahoo.com. And the resume, the company's name is 3A Petroleum, LLC. But this is for a store manager, and it's in the Phoenix job site area. Then we have a geologist at Ivanhoe Electric Incorporated at Casa Grande, Arizona. This person is responsible for the development of advanced core logging teachings according to project needs and industry standards. You have to update the core logging manual and the standard SOPs. Requires a bachelor's degree in geology or mining or closely related field or foreign equivalent and 60 months experience. Additional duties and requirements are available upon request. Email your resume to Stephanie at ivnelectric.com and refer to job number EB01 in the subject line. Then it says EOE and then standard benefits. All right, so if you want to be a geologist at Ivanhoe Electric Incorporated in Casa Grande, you want to email Stephanie, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I, at I-V-N Electric. That's all one word, I-V-N-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C.com. And in the subject line, refer to job number E as in Edward, B as in Boy, 01 are the numerals. A geologist at Ivanhoe Electric in Casa Grande, Arizona. Next, we have an ad for with multiple positions available. It's called a Facilities Service Coordinator. A Facilities Service Coordinator. Multiple positions with TSMC Arizona Corporation. Now, TSMC is the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation. So, TSMC Arizona Corp. They're in Phoenix. They want to conduct building inspections to ensure aesthetic and architectural integrity of site buildings. Requires a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in architecture, interior design, or related field, and 1 year experience in facility management. Will accept 2 years additional facility management experience in lieu of bachelor's degree. If you're interested in being a facilities service coordinator, you can email your resume to p_resumes@tsmc.com and in the subject line put in job number 6774. So that email address is P as in Paul, then the underscore, which is a horizontal line between two letters, but it's at the bottom of the two letters. Then the word resumes, R-E-S-U-M-E-S, at tsmc.com. And in the subject line, put in the job code 6774. Next, we have KLA Corporation is looking for a sales account manager in Phoenix, Arizona, to drive sales strategies by effectively communicating products and clearly presenting our product value in meeting the prospect's business needs. The salary range is anywhere between $242,000 to $252,000. To apply, submit your resume to globalmobility@kla.com. And in the subject line, refer to job letters WCCSAMAZ. That email address is globalmobility, all one word, GlobalMobility, at kla.com, and in the subject line, put in these letters, W as in wooden, C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, A as in apple, M as in Mary, A as in apple, and Z as in zebra. KLA Corporation looking for a sales accountant manager. Then we have Nagra USA LLC. The company is NAGRA, Nagra USA LLC. They have an opening for a sales execution manager in Phoenix, Arizona, to manage selected sales and finance activities, including sales orders processing, billing, revenues monitoring, and financial analysis and reporting. Email your resume to hr-staff, S-T-A-F-F, at nagra.com, and in the subject line refer to job number 242. So, Nagra USA LLC is looking for a sales execution manager in Phoenix. Email your resume to hr-staff@nagra.com. Refer to job number 242 in the subject line. Next up, we have Cumming Management Group Incorporated. Cumming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Cumming Management Group Incorporated. They're looking for a project manager in Scottsdale, Arizona, responsible for the overall coordination of the project team, appropriate communications with the client, management and control of the scope, cost, and schedule objectives for the project as a whole. Telecommuting is permitted. The salary range is $115,000 to $125,000 per year. To apply, submit your resume to Tammy, T-A-M-I, dot Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, at Cumming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G, dash group, G-R-O-U-P, dot com, and in the subject line, write these letters, H as in Harry, Y as in yellow, P as in Paul, M as in Mary, A as in apple, and Z as in zebra. That's the Cumming Management Group in Scottsdale, Arizona, is looking for a project manager, and telecommuting is permitted. Well, those are some opportunities as found in the Arizona Republic this past week. Let's turn now to an online search, and let's try something. Let's just go for something cool. How about, what are the job opportunities up in Flagstaff? You've got the Northern Arizona University, you've got the city of Flagstaff, and you've got Coconino County Government, all three located up there in the cool pines. What an idea for a summer job. Let's check it out. Well, let's start by taking a look at Northern Arizona University and see if they have any positions open. NAU.edu. That's what you would type into the search bar of whatever browser you're using on your computer. NAU.edu. And when that page loads, there's a nice picture of some college students standing next to a building, and in the background is the Flagstaff Humphreys Peak with snow on it. And at the top left-hand corner, you have NAU, Northern Arizona University. And underneath that, you have six links, I believe. Starting from the left side, it says degrees and programs. Moving to the right, paying for college, then the NAU experience, and then our impact, and then about, and then a search box, a search button, and how to apply is the farthest right. But right above the how to apply is a tab marked Quick Links. If you put your cursor on the Quick Links, and then a drop-down menu will appear in two columns, and you'll have to scroll down on the left-hand column to the word Index, A to Z Index, and click on A to Z Index, and it lists then, the web page loads, Frequently Visited Department Websites. And you can, on the left-hand side, you can search like A through D, then E through G, H through K, L through O, P through T, U through Z. Well, I'm looking for human resources, so that's the H through K. So I'm going to click on H through K, and it shifts the right-hand side of the page to the letter H. Ah, we got the Health and Learning Center, the Health Center, the Health and Safety Environmental Center, Health Sciences, High Country Conference Center. I'm looking for human resources. There it is, human resources. I just had to scroll down a ways. And when I see the word human resources, I put my cursor over it and click once, and it loads the human resource page. And then, at the top of the page, we've got the NAU, Northern Arizona University logo. Underneath it, human resources. And right underneath that on the left-hand side, you have HR services. Then to the right of that, careers, to the right of that, employee resources, to the right of that, manager resources, to the right of that, policies and forms, and to the right of that is about HR. We're interested in the word careers, so I'm going to put my cursor over the word careers and click once, and it then loads the careers page. Now you have to scroll down a ways, oh, I would say probably 3 or 4 inches, and you get past some text, and then you've got a couple of blocks with a big picture and then some words underneath them. Well, on the left-hand side, the first big block that you get to are current openings. And it says search staff, faculty, part-time faculty, and non-executive administrator openings, and submit an online application. So I'm going to click on that. That sounds good to me. And then it's going to load that page. And it's taking its time, isn't it? It's not taking its time. It's all it's loaded. Career opportunities. And it's just a block at the top of the page. There's nothing else on it. So it's like you're thinking it's not loading. Well, it's actually loaded everything. It's just a link to their listing. And oh boy, did it load. Staff openings. And then on the left-hand side, you have staff openings, faculty, library administrator, applying and hiring FAQ. So those are the three folders down the left-hand side. But on the right two-thirds of the page, it says staff job openings. And it shows 24 matches found. Hey, there's 22 of them in Flagstaff and two of them in Phoenix. And then they can know by location. There's two job openings in the athletic department, two in the Center for Innovation, two for Gear Up, two for University Development, one in admissions. Job function, 15 are classified staff, 7 are service professionals, and 2 are postdoctoral. Full or part-time status, 21 are full-time, 3 are part-time. And you know how I know that the number of job positions? Because they list the title, like it's in the athletic department, and then right after that, in parentheses, they put the number. And that's the number of jobs they have in that department. So that's on the left, in the right-hand side of the page, about two-thirds of the page, it's on the left side of that section. But on the right side of that section, it lists the jobs by, I think it's by alphabet at this point. Assistant Director, Ecological Restoration Institute, in the Department of Ecological Restoration. Posted date, March 27th, 2025. Assistive Technology Technician, Senior, in the Institute of Human Development, posted 3/27/2025. Well, I wonder what an Assistive Technology Technician does, Senior. So I click on that title. It then loads the job page, job description, ID number, it's full-time. I'm scrolling on down to see what it's got. This is one of those positions located in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, maybe I'm not so interested in that because it's going to be hot in Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm going to go back up and I'm going to take the back button and go back a page and take a look again at, I think I'm going to try in the admissions department because there's one position available. Student Recruitment Coordinator Senior. Posting date was 3/18/2025. I'm going to click on the title. It loads that page. Job ID number, full-time. This position is a hybrid position, which allows the incumbent to complete their work at both an NAU site, campus, or facility, and at a non-centralized site, with or without accommodation. In addition to a completed application, a cover letter, resume, and 3 professional references are requested. This is a Flagstaff, Arizona-based position. Woohoo! That sounds good. Well, what's the job description? Oh, I scroll down the page. Here's the job description. Talks about the Admissions and Enrollment Services Office. Student Recruitment Coordinator Senior. Role position is intended for seasoned admissions professionals who have experience working in an admissions setting for at least 2 years. The Student Recruitment Coordinator Senior will work to apply the university's recruitment strategies to identify, recruit, and enroll qualified new first-year students across all education delivery modalities. All right, now we're getting down to it. We scroll down a little bit farther down the page. Recruitment, 40%, and here's like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 bullets for recruitment, about 40% of the time. And then program strategy management, 20% of the time. Here's another 6 bullets. Then consultation and communication, 20% of the time. Here's another 7 bullets. Then travel, 15% of the time. 2 bullets, work and or travel on evenings and weekends with heavier periods of evening weekend work during the months of August to November and February to April. Some nights and weekends may be needed in other months as well. And finally, other 5% other duties as assigned. Minimum qualifications, a bachelor's degree, 3 to 5 years of relevant experience. Preferred qualifications, a master's degree with preference given to student personnel, education, student affairs, business, or related field. Then they give you knowledge, skills, abilities. Oh, there is a driving requirement. Driving a vehicle on behalf of the university is anticipated to be a regular part of this position. And they talk about driver's license information and etc. And then a background information. And then the salary. Ooh, salary is range begins at $45,800. And then they start listing the benefits. And the application and deadline. Everything is due by April 7th at 2025 at 11:59 p.m. And then here's the How to Apply button. To apply for this position, please click on the Apply button on this page. So when I went to back to the top of the page to click on the Apply button, I also noticed, guess what? They have a Sign In and New User button in the top right-hand corner as well. Well, that's great, because if you can sign in and create an account with them, you can actually have them email you anytime they post a new job opening, which would help you in doing your searches for job openings. That's how NAU works their human resource department. NAU.edu, go to Quick Links, and then go to A to Z Index, and then go to Human Resources, and then go to Careers. Well, we don't have the time to get to the other two spots, but remember, you can also go to CoconinoAZ.gov for the Coconino County Government website, or you can go to FlagstaffAZ.gov for the City of Flagstaff job website. Both of those will give you entrance into their human resource department, where you can look for jobs listed with them. But I don't have time to do that with you. I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you keep on listening. Bye for now.